Most probably, what is the husband going to do? Even though he wrote the get on this leaf, on the flower pot, what he's going to do is he's just going to pick up the whole flower pot and give it to his wife. So that would be kosher. Because the halacha is, right after the ksiva, you have to be able to give it to your wife right away and not have to rip it off first. So even though here the get was written on the leaf, still Abaye says it's kosher. But Rav Ramana, Rav said it's possible. Why? Gzeira Shem Yiktim. We're afraid that you know what the husband's going to do. He's not going to want to give her the whole flower pot. He'll just tear off this leaf and give it to his wife. So that's a psul. Because after the ksiva, the get right now is not fit to be given to your wife. If you only want to give her a leaf, you have to first tear off the leaf. Like we had before, if you write the get on the horn of a parah, you can't later rip off the horn and give it to your wife. Because right after the ksiva, it has to be able to be given over and not to be missing another action. So you have to rip off the horn. That's called mechusar ketisha. Here also, it's mechusar yiktoim. So we're afraid maybe what the husband will do is he's going to pull off the leaf, and that will be possible.
He won't want to ruin it because he wants to use it. Like Rashi says,
he's not going to ruin it. Like that, you're ruining the flower pot. Why should he ruin it?
He's giving it to his wife anyway.
Okay, but why should he ruin it though? I mean, it's time to be a mashkes. It's not going to be mashkes. But just to rip off a leaf, that would be okay. You're right, that's Rashi Bavons. Let's say I'll just chip off that piece. That's not Mustafa. Like, you're ruining it for yourself. Like, what do you have to do with it? Well, that way, you does not worth the chip off you had before. It has to be worth nothing. Zero. Right. No, another look. What's going to be Otzutz Shel Echod Uzroyim Shel Achel? Let's say there's a flower pot that you have Zroyim, you have vegetables growing in a flower pot. And the vegetables belong to Reuven, and the flower pot itself belongs to Shimon. And one wants to sell to the other one. So Shaila is, how do you make Kinyonim here? In other words, what do we consider the flower pot? Is the flower pot considered metaltlim, something that moves around? Or is it considered mechubla karka, like karka, that you have to make a kinyan, like you want to buy ground? It sounds like this. Mochar bal otzis labal zroyim. The one that owns the flower pot wants to sell it to the one that owns the zroyim. So the flower pot by itself is called metaltlim. It's something that moves around. Therefore, the locher is kibin shemoshach kona. As soon as he makes a meshich, he just pulls it to himself. A Mashiach is kind of by metaltlim, he's kind of the flower pot. But what about the opposite way? Let's say mocha bal zroyim lebal otzitz. Let's say the one that owns the vegetables that are growing in the pot wants to sell his vegetables to the one that owns the flower pot. So lochri is lekona. If he would now just make a Mashiach, just pull the flower pot to himself, he would not be kind of the vegetables growing there. Ad sheyachzik bezroyim. Until he makes a chazoki in the zroyim. Because the Zroyim now, what's growing inside, is considered like karka. And karka can only be koini either with kesef, with shtar, or with chazaka. So here we're talking about you're not giving over money. If you give over money to buy it, the money you could buy ground also. We're talking about shtar you're not making here either. So the person stam wants to make a maisa hakinyan, the kinyan has to be a chazaka. Like you go and work in the ground, that's the kinyan. But just the meshicha, will not be koini the Zroyim. The Zroyim is considered like karka. What about Otzus Uzroyim Shalechot? Let's say one person owns both. He owns this flower pot, and he owns what's growing inside also, the tomatoes growing in the flower pot. He owns both of them. Umochron Liachron, he wants to sell both the flower pot and the tomatoes inside it. He wants to sell them now. So, Hechzik Bizroyim, this second person comes and makes a chazok in the tomatoes. He starts to move around the ground there. He makes a chazok in the tomatoes. Is kon otzitz. Automatically, he's also kind of the flower pot. Why? Because zui shishanino, that's what we learned the Mishnah in Kedushin that says, nechosim shein lehem achrayis. Property that does not have achrayis, which means metaltlim, means things that move around, a watch or something, a pen, is niknim im nechosim sheish lehem achrayis. You could be kind of those things automatically if you're also kind of karka at the same time. Nechosim sheish lehem achrayis means property. The kesed of v'shtar of a chazaka. Like if I own property and I own metaltlim and I sell it to one person, I want to sell both to somebody else, if this other person makes a kinyan in the karka, so once he's kind of the karka, I got the karka, he's also kind of the metaltlim also. So therefore here, if you make a chazaka in the flower pot, with that you're kind of the tomatoes,
And automatically you're also kind of the metaltlim, the flower pot also goes to you. What about hichsik biyotzes? Let's say the person that wants to buy this flower pot with the tomatoes inside it, he only made a chazak in the flower pot. He just took it and started to paint it or use the flower pot itself. So lochriz, that means nothing. Because if you just want to look at the flower pot by itself, that's metaltlim. Metaltlim, things that move around, the kinyan is meshicha, not a chazaka. So therefore, the chazaka you made in the yotzes means nothing. Therefore, af otzos loikona, you're not kona the flower pot either. Ad sheyasik the zroim. Until you make a chazaka in the zroim, in the tomatoes, then you kona the tomatoes, and agav the tomatoes, you also kona the flower pot. What about like this? Nokfu ba'oritz. Let's again, you have this flower pot, that the flower pot is standing on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And the hole where it gets its nourishment from is in Eretz Yisrael. But v'noifoy b'chutz loretz, its leaves grow out to chutz loretz, go over the gvul, over the boundaries, into chutz loretz. So what's the loch of the fruits now? Like the fruits, the branches are in over on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, the outside Eretz Yisrael. Are they mechuy v'maisrus or not? How do you look at this? So Abayi Yom Abayi says, bosa nokfu yadlinen. We'll go after the hole of the flower pot, that's where it gets its nourishment. Since the hole of the flower pot is in Eretz Yisrael, even though the fruits are growing outside Eretz Yisrael, still it's chayiv in Trumas HaMaisus. Rav Omer says, no, bosa noifi adlinen. We go after where the knife, where the branches are. If the tomatoes now are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, it's like it's growing outside Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's potem in a maiser. Because it's like it's growing in Chutz Loretz. So we want to start like this. Bid the Asheris, this flower pot now. Again, the whole of it is on the ground in Eretz Yisrael. So bid the Asheris, if the roots are going through the flower pot and into Eretz Yisrael itself, then of course, Kuli Yamalei Pligi. Everybody agrees if the roots are in Eretz Yisrael itself, that that's considered like Eretz Yisrael, and whatever grows out of this, it's Chayiv and Trumas HaMaisus. Even though the fruits are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, still you go after the roots that are in Eretz Yisrael, that are in Eretz Yisrael, and Chayiv HaMaisus. Keep pligi, where's the machloik is bidaloy ashrish, that the roots did not go into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the flower pot is on top of the ground, and the roots did not go into the ground yet. So the lochr is still the nourishment of the of this growing is coming from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, if the fruits would be hanging in Eretz Yisrael, pshita would be chayv and trumas HaMaisus. Even though the roots are not in the ground, but since there's a hole in the flower pot, that's considered like it gets its nourishment from the ground, it would be mechuyev trumas HaMaisus. Here the machlokes says though that the fruits are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, so how do we look at it? Do we look at where the hole is, or do we look at where the fruits are growing? So Mara says, is that true what you're saying? Over the ashris, when the roots grow through the flower pot, loit ligi, you want to tell me then there's no machlokes then? That everybody agrees you go bosser, you go after where the roots are. For your Tanan, we learned like this. If two people have shtei ganois zu agabi zu, you have two gardens, one on top of another, which means that this guy's ground comes like over here, and the next guy's ground is elevated and comes like this. They're one right next to another. Just one is 10 feet high and the other one is 10 feet lower. It's like an air, like what do you call this here? Straight up and then straight across.
Terrace.
What?
Terrace.
Like a terrace. So you have two fields. So in the right, one next to another. The Yerek Bentayim. Now in between the you call it terrace, in between its elevation and the ground, that's where vegetables are sticking out. So the question is, who owns these vegetables now? Do we say it goes both the guy that owns the top ground, because it's coming out of his ground? Or do we say it belongs to the bottom guy, it's out of his avar, son, he's over his property. So the machloek is here. Reb Meir Oymer Shel Elyon, it belongs to the top guy, he owns these vegetables now. Reb Yudu Oymer Shel Tachter, no, it belongs to the bottom one. You see, even though the Shroshim, the roots, are in the top one's property, because the roots are inside that property, still, Reb Meir said, Reb Yehuda says, it belongs to the bottom one. Since it's going over his, it's growing in his avar, in his ear, and over his ground, the fruits belong to him. So here you see, even though the Shroshim are in one place, it could belong to somebody else. Gemara says, no, there it's much different. Hosam over there, Kirktoni time, there we learned what the reasoning, what the Machlaikis is. It's a different Machlaikis over there. Because Amar Meir, Meir says like this, you know why I say it belongs to the top guy? Because Mayim Yirtze Elyon Littleness Esafarai. If the top guy wants to dig away all his ground, he has the right to do what he wants with his ground. So if he's going to dig away all his ground, the vegetables are going to disappear.
like the vegetables are growing in his ground. They're just sticking out. But if he would take away all his ground, there'd be no vegetables. So that's where Meir Svar belongs to the top one. Is Ein Kan Yerek, there won't be any Yerek anymore. And now this, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Marim Yirtza Tachta Lamalo, says, Ginosa Yofa. The guy that has his grounds below, if he wanted to, will get a truck of dirt and say, I want to fill up my ground to make my ground as high as yours. If I'll make mine as high as yours, you're going to have no vegetables there. It's going to be squashed. It's going to be no vegetables there anymore. So if so, that's Rabbi Yehuda Svara, why the bottom guy owns it. Is Ein Kan Yerek, there won't be any Yerek. So therefore here it's a different machlokes. Different machlokes, who owns these vegetables? It's not nagei where it gets its yanika from, but who has a bigger right to say if I have a right to destroy it, or the other one has a right to say I can destroy it. So that's a new machlokes, who owns it. But here as Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, here we're saying that the Svar Pshuta, that as long as the roots are in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, even though the fruits are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, Pshuta, we would go after the roots to say it's Chayim and Trumas and Mitzvos. And this, the Gemara says, is that true? The Yakati is still telling me, Bidi Ashris Leipligi, that when the roots are in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, there's no Machlekes. The Yatanya will learn like this. Ilon Miksasa Bioritz. Or Miktsasa Bechutzlaritz. You have a tree, that half of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, and half of it is in Chutzlaritz. You have a big tree, and it's on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, that half of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael, and half of the tree is outside Eretz Yisrael. So halacha is that Tevel Vechulim Merovim Zebzeh, whatever fruit that grows out of this tree, Divrei Rebbe holds that every fruit is half Tevel, half of it is Mechuyib in Trumas and Maisus, and half of it is Potter, half of it is Chulin. So Rashi says, Ein Lecha Pri Vilon, any fruit of this tree, has there Shem Mitzosim Min Oritz, Shutevel, like half of the fruit is growing from Eretz Yisrael, it's Chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, and half of it is growing from Chutzlaritz, that's Potter. So why? Because the Yenika, the nourishment, comes from both of them. So that's what Rebbe holds. Hem Shimon Gamil Laiman, no. Ha Godol B'Chiyiv Chiyiv. The part of the tree, Rashi says, Masher B'Terech Eretz Yisrael, what's growing in Eretz Yisrael is Chayiv and Trumas and Maisus. V'Yagodu B'Potter Potter, what grows outside Eretz Yisrael is Potter. So what is it talking about here? What kind of a tree is this? My love, the Gemara's half a minute was, aren't we talking about that Miktsas Noifoy Boretz, or Miktsas Noifoy B'Chutzlaretz? Now the Gemara's half a minute was, the whole roots are in Eretz Yisrael. Now how do you mean half the tree is in, half the tree is out? That's the branches. Half of the branches are still in Eretz Yisrael, and half of the branches are hanging over outside Eretz Yisrael. What the trunk is, the Havamin was, the trunk is in Eretz Yisrael. Just the branches, half of them are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael. And so you see it's a machlokes, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the branches that are outside Eretz Yisrael are potter from Trumas and Maisus. So you see it's a machlokes, you could still say, even though part of the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, even though the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, still, if the branches are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, you can still say a potter. So not like you are saying that when the roots are inside, for sure you chayiv. So Mora says, Lord, that's not the case over here. I'll tell you over here, what we're talking about is not just the branches are half and half, but the roots are half and half. Lord, we're talking about that miksash roshim boretz or miksash roshim chutzloretz. We're talking about this big fat trunk of the tree, it's on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and half of the trunk, half of the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, and half of the roots of the tree is on outside Eretz Yisrael. So that's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, if so, my time with Rishon ben Gamliel. How could Rishon ben Gamliel say, what grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv, what grows outside is potter? If the tree is going straight up, how could you tell half and half? Like, how can you tell? The Chur for sure, the roots are half and half, this svar should be like Rebbe, that every single fruit has half Eretz Yisrael, has half Chutzlaritz in it. How could your Shimon Gamliel say, look at the tree, this part is chayav, that part is potter, how could you say that? Sumar says, yes, we're talking about the Mavsik Tzunna. I'll tell you that in between, right underneath the tree, there's a big stone there. So it comes out that this stone is really by the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So the roots go on one side of the stone, and the other roots go on the other side of the stone.
So it's possible to say that this side of the roots are completely nourishing from outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the whole left side of the tree is nourishing from outside Eretz Yisrael, you're potter. And the whole right side of the tree that gets its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, the right side is chayiv and trumas amaisus. So the Gemara says, if so, my time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe argue on this? That they have to be talking about the same case. If the case is that there's a stone underneath the tree, and half the roots go on the right side of the stone, which is in Eretz Yisrael, and half the roots go on the left side of the stone, which is outside Eretz Yisrael. So how could Rebbe argue to say every single fruit, even the fruits on the right side of the left side of the tree, which is like outside Eretz Yisrael, how could he say they also have half trumas of Isis inside it? So Gemara says, Rebbe's svar is tahadri arvi. That true, there's a stone on the bottom. But above the stone, the tree comes together. Every bark comes into one bark. So when it comes into one, there the pshat is all the nourishment comes together. So even though the roots separate, but when the roots above the stone, when it comes together, there it's one big bark. So Rebbe yells that one big bark, we consider all the nourishment is mixed up together. So it's like in this whole tree, now every single fruit gets half its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, and half its nourishment comes from Chutz Laretz. Therefore, in every single fruit, half of it is chayv and trumas amaisus, and half of it is potter. So, Mas Sasmor says, Mas Sava, one holds, avira mevalvula. Rebbe holds that the fact in the ear, when it grows up, it's attached. That's enough to mix it up together. Mas Sava, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, no, hay lechudikoi, var lechudikoi. You have to look at the roots itself. And the roots itself, there's a stone dividing up the roots. So half the tree gets its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael. The right side is chayiv and trumas amaisus. The left side is potter. But our kol ponim, we remain, like we said before, that when the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, then everybody agree, even though the tree itself is turning towards outside Eretz Yisrael, and the fruits are hanging outside Eretz Yisrael, still, of course, it's chayiv and trumas amaisus. The only machlokes is there when the roots are in Chutz Laretz also. But if the roots are in Eretz Yisrael, then treat everybody holds, you go boss of the roots. Then the Mishnah says, if you do them, it's Raima, then it's possible. He holds, Ein Kaisvin, Loya Anir Amochuk. You can't write a get, not on a piece of paper that you could erase. So Gemara says, Omer Reb Chia Barasi, Mishmei Dula, Gimel Oyresein, skin of an animal, we go to make parchment, there are three din in three different stages of the skin. Matzah, that's like regular, like we have matzah now, you don't do anything to it. That means you didn't salt the skin yet, you didn't put flour on it yet, you didn't work it over at all yet. Chifa, we'll soon see you did something to the skin, and then v'diftri, you even did more to the skin. Now, what are these three things? Matzah k'mashmo, the way it is, has nothing to it, just the flour and water. The loy melich, you didn't salt the skin yet, or the loy kemich, you did not put, you didn't soak it in flour, or the loy yofetz, we didn't put our famous gallnut water, you didn't smear it with gallnut water either. So therefore, this type of a parchment is possible to write things on. Therefore, the mayhich, so what's the difference that it's called the matzah, loy tzoy Shabbos? The get to carry it out on Shabbos, know how much of a shear you have to carry out. The kamish yir, what is the shear? Could it turn it like we learned? Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, kedei lotzo mishko katana. Enough of a piece of this parchment that you could wrap around a small weight. Vakama, how big is that weight? Amar Abaye, kiriva, the river, the pumbadisa. A quarter of the weight to have in pumbadisa. In other words, that's what they use this type of a parchment for. It's not meant to write on yet, you didn't work it over yet, it's just meant to wrap around things with. So for Itzoy Shabbos, if you carry out the size of a piece of this parchment that you could wrap around the weight, that's a chosh of a size, yechayiv on Shabbos. Now, chifa, the next stage of the skin is the maliach, that you salted it. But v'loy kemiach lo yofet, you didn't put flour and you didn't put the gallnut water. L'may hichas, so what do we do it? What do we need it for? Loy tzoy Shabbos. V'kam ishir, what's the shirkat nan? Or, k'dei laso is kemeya. Here you can make a kemeya ready. A kemeya, if people have like a good luck charm for a sickness, you make a kemeya, you make like a wording on it, and you wrap it around it with skin. So for kemeya, people already use this type of a piece of parchment, and this it's a smaller size already, yichaya for Shabbos. Now, diftero, the third type of a parchment is skin, the maliach u'kemiach, that you salted it, and you also soaked it in flour, but v'lay yofetz, you didn't make it like a real cloth yet, you didn't put gallnut water on it. So l'may hilchasa, what's in the geitul, it's soy Shabbos. The kamishur, how much you have to carry it on Shabbos? Because they lift up a little esaget, There it's kosher to write a get. This you can write a get on it. So Rashi says it means kerabonin, the machshir, that's kosher. Omiyo klav gomma, what's called the real klav? That's the maliach v'kamiach v'yofetz. A real parchment that we have, that we write a mezuzah on it, we write tefillin on it, has all three things. First they have to salt it, then they have to soak in the flour, then they have to put the gold nut.
Yeah.
That's something else. The kopon, these are the three stages of flour. Then the Gemara says that chachomim achshirim. The chachomim say a get is kosher. Even if you write a get on these type of parchments that you could erase on it, still they hold this kosher. All right, turn over. Yes, Gemara says man chachomim. Like who are the chachomim? Why do they say the get is kosher? The who are this type of a parchment? You could erase it. So why are we afraid? There were tanoim. There were conditions written in the get, and later they erased it. So Gemara says, "Omar Rebbe Loza, I tell you, Rebbe Loza."